today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Winners never quit. This is a saying that has been repeated over and over again for years. It's a statement that reminds those who know they are winners to never give up, never give in, and never give out. Winners never quit. It's not a statement identifying who the winner is. It's about what he does. He wins. Winners never quit because quitting is not in the plan. Winners never quit because quitting is not in their vocabulary. Winners never quit because quitting is for those who do not have their mind made up going in. Winners never quit because the Lord is at their right hand and they shall not be moved. Winners have the confidence that no matter what, they are coming out on top. Winners endure until the end. Winners never give in to missing the mark. They will keep trying again and again until they cross the finish line. Did not Paul say these words in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14? I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You and I must do the same when it comes to witnessing the gospel of Jesus Christ, winning souls for the kingdom. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, these words are shared with us. The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. We are wise when we run our race to win souls. This is the most important role you and I can play in the body of Christ, sharing the knowledge of Jesus Christ with others. Paul puts it so eloquently in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 and 25. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. We are temperate. We have self-control in all things. We don't run out and beat down people with the gospel. We live a life before them each day that will cause them to ask us for the reason for the hope that's in us. We walk before them letting our light shine and our words are seasoned with salt. God has placed opportunity before you and I each day to run our race to witness. People are crossing our path every morning, every afternoon, evening, and night. The harvest is truly plentiful. People are looking for the answer you and I have. Share it with someone today. Make sure today that you run your race to witness effectively for the kingdom of God. Don't try to come up with fancy words. Just tell them your story, how the Lord made a way out of no way for you. Tell them how he met you at the bar. Tell them how he met you on the street. Tell them how he met you in the hospital. Tell them how he comforted you in your time of need. Tell them how he has been a very present help in time of trouble. Just run your race and tell your story. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.